Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, where we get together and we chat with Thorne Christendowner about some of the stories you'll find in this month's edition of Main Street Magazine. Good morning, Thorne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Looking out, it's cloudy and 40-some degrees, but you know what? The rest of the week looks good, so.
Well, that's all that matters, right?
That's exactly right. We can put up with cool nights and a little bit of rain. And it looks like, actually, except for Friday night, maybe into Saturday, we're going to have nice weather right on through once this gets out of here. So, and it's still fall, and there's still lots of things to do in our area. All right. Before we get to the stories, I was impressed with the turnout for the Save the Sharon Hospital rally this past Sunday in Sharon.
Yeah, it was a couple of hundred people, right?
I think they had about 300 people, mm-hmm. but they had 300 people signed letters. So I think that, you know, more than that attended at one time or another. But it was a great turnout. And I was saying my favorite line of anybody speaking was Greg Pulver. And he said, "Hey, I'm not a doctor, I'm a farmer. But I can tell you this, I know bullcrap when I see it." He was terrific. I figured that was the line of the afternoon. And that included the big heavyweights that were in there. I mean, Johanna Hayes from Congress and one of our senators, Richard Blumenthal. So it was well attended. So anyway, we'll get on to some of the magazine's stories. And a town that I became aware of when I first moved to Kingston, New York, back in 1971, Rhinebeck. And you've got a great story here about Rhinebeck roots.
Yes, it's about which was the birthplace of John Jacob Astor, the fourth, and the Astor family. But Regina brought this story to my attention. I was aware of it, pieces of it, but putting it together, the Astor family, and he had actually passed away on the Titanic. But his family was a big family in Rhinebeck at the time and at the turn of the century, and owned a lot of property, built an impressive house there that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Chelsea Clinton got married on that property.
Yes, yeah.
And but the Astors built, had very impressive resume, if we can call it that, and had a beautiful hotel in the city. And so they were quite, known around the world at that time and their doings. And they'd all kind of originated here in Rhinebeck.
You know, it's funny, when I was a kid, we were running around the house and we'd leave lights on and stuff like that, my grandmother would always say to us, and we were kids, I mean, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, she'd go around shutting off the lights, and then she'd get us all together and say, "Who do you think you are, John Jacob Astor?"
Oh, really?
And we had no idea who John Jacob Astor was. We thought he had something to do with light switches. So when I read the story, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh,
well, anyways, block that out and go to what is indeed sad for people who love to put their hand in the ground and grow things, and that is the end of the gardening season.
Yep, Palm has taken us through the garden through this entire season from spring through fall now. But I don't think this should be a sad one, because she's, talking about helping to prep for spring and give some advice about spring and the fact that if you're looking to get some bulbs, you should get some now. And, some of the best place to get it. But, she walks you through, some of the fall things that need to be happen in the garden that she does in hers and in prep for winter and fall, because that's also a very busy time.
And you know what? With Margaret, we have Margaret Roach on the air with A Way to Garden. Gardens, for true gardeners, it just doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. It's like baseball fans. And in the wintertime, they have what they call the Hot Stove League, where they do talk about baseball and history of baseball and baseball this and baseball that. Gardeners do the same thing with, like you said, it starts with getting the bulbs in the ground, and then it goes on to what they're planning to do next year, how they clean up their property heading into the winter, and then they start planning their gardens over the course of the winter. And then the seeds go on sale. So gardening never really stops. The outdoor growth of a garden might stop, but they even plan for that. gardeners. All this I learned from Margaret Roach. I mean, they plan for what their garden's going to look like in the wintertime, in the desolate time. They're amazingly resilient people, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I've learned a lot from palms, you know, because I have black fingers. I'm not allowed to touch anything. So it's been quite fun for me just to read, you know, for her perspective about gardening the different flowers. And so I was quite intrigued by when she was sharing about the winter prep and everything that goes into things in the winter. And, you know, when I was talking to her a couple of weeks ago, she's like, oh, no, this is not my slow season. It keeps going. There's so much to do right now.
Yeah, it really is. It really is pretty amazing. All right, next story is one that I found really interesting, and that is a Millbrook's Museum in the Streets.
Yes, Lorraine brought this to our attention that they have created a kind of a walking historical tour in Millbrook, and they have these placards out everywhere, and so you can take yourself on a historical tour there and learn about the history of the town as well as the people who are behind it.
And our area is such an amazing area. When you think about our area, I always like to preface it like this. During the Revolution, old Ironsides, the wood that made it virtually impenetrable, came from our area. The cannonballs that were shot off of old Ironsides came from our area. And it's now really revealed that our area, which includes, of course, Massachusetts, was very involved in the beginning of a racial awakening. Mm-hmm. And one of the main aspects of that who's finally being recognized is W.E.B. Du Bois and from Great Barrington. You have a great story, Local Legacy.
Yeah, another piece by Regina. And, you know, it's funny you say that. I've driven by since I was a kid, his homestead there between Egremont and Great Barrington so many times. And I knew a little bit, but I didn't know the great depths until I read Regina's piece and about him. And I was just blown away that such an important person in American history came from right here. And I think that's something that the Great Barrington area should be so proud of.
Well, you know, you have with W.E.B. Du Bois, but you have the freed slave Mumbet, associated with this area. Of course, Troutbeck just had a big thing this past summer or spring on, and how our area is so intimately and really exactly connected to the. I'll say the spread of the knowledge of racism, and maybe it's slow and sure, but the recognizing of the mistakes and things that went on in the history of racial relations in this country. We really, really, really live in such an amazing historical area. It's absolutely amazing. It just is. And stories like this, especially for newcomers that come to the area, realize that, this is a great vacation spot. But this place has an amazing history that is tied in very closely with what went on here in the development of the United States. We'll move from that. Ian's got a story, Main Street.
Yeah, so this was a little bit of a different take, but you know, to go with our historical theme, but Ian kind of was looking at some of our towns and the things in our towns a little differently, so he brought a first perspective piece on that and changing it up a little bit.
What's interesting about Main Streets, there was a documentary put together, Main Street USA, and what this documentary did years ago was taken an address from Main Street, or let's just say 23 Main Street. And they located 23 Main Street in every state. Mm-hmm. And they put together a documentary on the history of that Main Street. And it sounds like the most incredibly boring thing you'd ever want to see, but it wasn't. It wasn't. Main Streets are called Main Streets for a very good reason. And it's like here in Sharon. Now you've got the green and everything that goes around it. So that's a great retrospective to look back at that. And then something that we all have lived with since we're kids, and that is Rip Van Winkle. This is titled Legends of the Fall. And I just dare anybody not to know about Rip Van Winkle in one way or another.
Indeed. And Regina looked into this for us, and his legend, although a fictional character, as she says in the subtitle, Rip Van Winkle, I always have to say that, you know, very slow, is synonymous with the Catskill region. So she goes through how and why and how he ties in, and you know, like just like the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, you know, there are many things that are associated with the legend here.
And I think now I might get myself in trouble here, but I want to say Michael Berkeley, but it might not have been Michael Berkeley. It might have been Ray Roderick put together a play about Rip Van Winkle that is actually licensed and performed by different companies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The legend of Rip Van Winkle is pretty amazing. And once again, it's part of, I'm always amazed, even though at 69 I sit here and the history and what goes on here and what has gone on here is amazing. And that's why people find this area so much fun to come to, because of its history. And what's great about, once again, your magazine, you bring forth these topics that point out the different areas in our region that make a difference and why we're so lucky to live here.
Oh, thank you. And I don't know if that's a conscious decision, you know, but I just think that's such a natural one that we try to share all the great things that make this what it is, make this place what it is.
Well, the magazine, of course, is Main Street Magazine, for free pickup throughout the tri-state region. And also they have their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye.
Thorin Christendotter this morning on Robin Hood Radio with Main Street on Robin Hood Radio. And once again, you can find them, mainstreetmag.com on the web.